Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. It is Paul here from Redmen TV. Welcome to Redmen Bite-Size. A bite-size look at all things happening around Liverpool Football Club on today, Thursday, the 18th of May. We've actually got some breaking news that we're going to kick things off with. The story dropping mere moments before I was set to sit in and record this podcast. I'll come to that in a moment. We are going to be talking Manager of the Year nominations, Trent Alexander-Arnold statistic, Andy Robertson talking about his new role in the Liverpool side, Liverpool confirming summer departures yesterday. One player who was suspected to be leaving but looks like may not, and some positive news in the transfer market and for Liverpool's final home game of the season in terms of the tear-jerking farewell that we're all gearing ourselves up for. But the first thing, this dropped again probably 10 minutes ago. Jurgen Klopp has been suspended from the touchline for two matches and fined £70,000 following comments he made after the game against Tottenham, reports James Pearce of The Athletic. First match of the touchline ban is effective immediately, and the second is suspended until the end of the 23-24 season. £75,000, man. And well, as it stands, a one-match touchline ban, and what that means for those unfamiliar with the idea of something being suspended until the end of 2023-24 means that if he repeat offends at any point before the end of next season, he will immediately pick up that next ban, and you suspect there will be further conversations around extended. So it's effectively kicking it down the line a little bit. It is not gone, and it is a bit of a sort of Damocles hanging over Jurgen Klopp's head now. You know, we kind of seen this in the past with, as an extreme example, is obviously Luis Suarez biting. You know, you bite once, you get a ban. You bite twice, you get a much, much bigger ban. If you bite again, then the threat of being kicked out of football altogether starts to become more of a reality. Yeah, again, a much more extreme example than what's going on with Jurgen at the moment. But it does mean that, yeah, the final home game of the season against Aston Villa, 3 p.m. kickoff this Saturday. Yeah, Jurgen Klopp won't be on the touchline for that game, and with the Reds looking to keep up the pressure, the final, you know, sort of like chance for the Reds to put points on the board to put pressure on ahead of that final last game of the season against Southampton the following week. Yeah, Jurgen won't be there. Now, of course, he will be in Anfield. He will be allowed to be in the changing rooms before the game, I presume, at half-time and post-match. We've seen him, of course, have touchline bans for Liverpool previously. We've also seen him miss games because of coronavirus as well. Famously, of course, Liverpool playing Chelsea last season. Or was it the season before? Anyway, the point on this is Liverpool should be able to cope with this. He will be in the stadium. And of course, when it comes to their farewell celebrations and the lap of, I guess it will be a lap of appreciation, not a lap of honour this year. Although, you know, they did win the Charity Shield, didn't they? Maybe they'll walk around with that, the big plate. Jurgen will be able to take part in that. Of course, it is just during the playtime. Effectively, he's not allowed on the touchline. So, yeah, really interesting stuff and annoying. I'm seeing lots of people making mention of the fact that, you know, the size of the fine is actually bigger than the fine that's been handed out to Ivan Toney abate. He's got an 8-month ban from football for gambling offences. But yeah, interesting development, and one that caught me by surprise, certainly. I really thought they'd kind of moved on from all of this, but no, apparently not. The FA have decided that if they could crack on with deciding what, and the Premier League could crack on with deciding what happens to Manchester City and all of their charges, which again people have been talking about in the wake of them making the Champions League final, that'd be cracking. Double blow then for Jürgen as well. The nominations for the Premier League Barclays Manager of the Season Award are in, according to @SkySportsPL. And the German does not make the six-man shortlist. That is comprised of Mikel Arteta from Arsenal, Roberto De Zerbi from Brighton, Unai Emery from Aston Villa, Pep Guardiola, Man City, Eddie Howe, Newcastle, and Marco Silva, Fulham. I mean, Unai Emery... I mean, we'll see. I mean, actually, you know what? I entirely retract the tone of voice in which I said his name there, given that we play his Aston Villa side at the weekend, and we'll move on without further comment at the risk of enraging the bad luck gods. Great little stat from Statsbomb on Twitter, @Statsbomb. Who say, since Trent Alexander-Arnold moved into the hybrid midfield role, he's made more line-breaking passes, 101, than any other player in the Premier League. They've also released a graphic which you can go and check out, if you go and check out StatsBomb out, that shows how his passing profile's changed, breaking lines centrally much more often than before, which I guess a lot of people would have suspected. We've seen it as it's kind of typified his game. He's been far more of a central creator for the team. But the fact that, yeah, no other midfielder has made, in fact, no other player in the Premier League has made more line-breaking passes in that time since he's been in that position is a nice note of encouragement. The change of role has affected another of Liverpool's fullback. Andy Robertson's been speaking to LiverpoolFC.com about it. When asked about it, he said, yeah, it's different, maybe a little bit more conservative. Obviously, previously, maybe we're used to being more high and wide and offering runs in behind and that kind of thing. But we have obviously tweaked the system a little bit, and sometimes you have to make sacrifices and you have to adapt your role a little bit. And I think I've managed to do that. It's been a kind of back three as such, and then Trent going in next to Fabinho. As long as the team is winning, then everything is fine. That's the most important thing. Of course, I still try to get involved in attacks. I still want to overlap my winger and things like that, but I just need to pick and choose my moments. I think as the games have gone on, I've got better at picking and choosing the moments. I've adapted to the role a lot better. It's just trying to use that and whatever system we play next season. Or if we have a couple of systems we can play, then it's about finding yourself within that and bringing the best out of you. There's probably two different sides of my game depending on what formation we play, but I feel as if I've adapted well to it, and like I say, as long as we keep on winning and we keep progressing as a team, then I'll be happily doing that job. Interesting little hint there, if you picked up on that as well, when he mentions the two at least two formations, or having other formations to switch to, is a very interesting thing. You know, often you find when footballers do interviews and they talk about things, that the words that have been spoken to them kind of slip into how they talk about the football. And it does make you wonder whether Liverpool, of course, have shifted through a number of systems this season. There's even been variations on this new system. You know, if you're talking about Cody Gakpo playing in the midfield, Darwin Nunez in the nine is different to Cody Gakpo in the nine, and Jordan Henderson in the midfield behind them, of course. Whether he refers to that is interesting to know, but does he refer to an idea that maybe Liverpool might play? Let's go back to a 4-4-2 or a 4-2-4 or what have you. Or even, yeah, go back to 4-3-3, who knows? But yeah, something definitely to keep an eye on. I'm really good to Andy Robertson. Look, he's a sensible guy. He's still in his prime age as a footballer, but he's put a lot of minutes in this Liverpool side. He's been used a lot. I've done a video on that recently in terms of the minutes profile of Liverpool squad comparing this season to 18-19, which we class to be basically the zenith of that Jürgen Klopp team. And Robertson's consistently played a lot of football. Having Tsimikas there has helped with that. But I do wonder whether actually a slight shift in his role means that maybe he's not doing quite as much intense running, which could actually help to increase the longevity of his Liverpool career, which would be a very good thing. A very good thing indeed. Okay.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The big news really this week that came, and probably, you know, for a significant amount of time, but Liverpool were heading towards the end of an era. Liverpool FC official account putting out yesterday evening, they can confirm Roberto Firmino, Naby Keita, James Milner and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain will leave the club upon the expiry of their contracts this summer. Special acknowledgements will be paid to the quartet at Anfield, with further tributes to follow at the end of the season. Of course, we've long known that Keita and Oxlade-Chamberlain were going to be leaving. It's been known for a couple of months now that the Firmino's leaving, and we've seen in recent, probably going back to the last week, it became more known that James Milner was going to be moving on. Obviously, still not confirmed destinations for any of those footballers as yet, although Brighton and Milner looks as likely as anything. But yeah, interesting to see the club finally kind of come out, and obviously with Liverpool playing their final home game of the season, they're kind of gearing up towards that, really, are they? It's a known thing. It gives fans an opportunity to really give them the farewell that they deserve. And you know, I tweeted this last night myself, that as much as that, you know, those players, there's a spectrum of how much those players are loved or beloved by Liverpool fans. There's no sense in getting lost into who's more loved or less loved or whatever. The point to be made is that in the last 6 years of Liverpool, those guys have, all of those players have contributed towards brilliant moments, whether it's great goals, great passes, being involved in the squad, and actually in all instances of those footballers, they've done more than that. You know, James Milner has been an absolute stalwart for Liverpool. Bobby Firmino has been an absolute magical inspiration. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, particularly in the run to Kiev, was so dynamic in a transforming Liverpool side. And though Naby Keita, you know, was slightly maligned at times for his lack of availability through injuries, still himself has his fingerprints are over some big Liverpool performances, particularly at the back end of last season as well, when he was fit and available. So yeah, the four of them will hopefully get a hero send off at Anfield, and yeah, we'll go with certainly with all the well wishes of everyone at Redmen TV. But of course, I would strongly suspect everyone who sets foot inside Anfield on Saturday as well. One name that won't be wasn't on that list, and you know, conspicuous by absence to some extent, Jack Lusby from This Is Anfield writes, despite his contract being set to expire this summer, goalkeeper Adrian was not amongst those confirmed to be leaving by Liverpool this week. Plans are in place for a send-off for the quartet at Anfield on Saturday following the Reds' final home game of the season against Villa, which we know, but there was no mention of Adrian, despite the 36-year-old seeing his terms expire on July 1st. There have already been links with a potential replacement in Hannover 96 goalkeeper Ron Robert Zieler, and the club are yet to acknowledge a departure for their number 13. According to James Pearce, this comes with discussions ongoing over a possible extension for the backup goalkeeper. He did sign a two-year contract extension in 2021, and it goes on to be mentioned that if he does agree another contract, it's unlikely to be a problematic decision, given that he will remain third choice. He will be turning 37 in January, but his experience has made him a core part of Liverpool's goalkeeping stable. They also go on to mention the number of young goalkeepers that Liverpool have, and so much of what Liverpool do in the transfer market will centre around the future of Kevin Kelleher. And it does make me wonder, and this is just speculation at this point, if Liverpool are looking to move Kelleher on or give him, you know, chance to go and play some more senior football elsewhere, whatever that looks like, loan, sale, whatever, it would seem a tad foolish to let two goalkeepers go in one window, particularly that Adrian is only third choice. You don't really want to be in a position, and it will depend, of course, on who's ready to step up. And I mentioned, you know, Marcelo Pitaluga's 20, Harvey Davies 19, Fabian Roschek 19, and Jakub Wojcinski 20. Are any of those ready to step up and be the third choice goalkeeper? You wouldn't want Adrian as your second choice. Some shuffling of the pack to be done, and that stands to reason why maybe you keep Adrian around, and then you look to buy someone who's a bit closer to first team quality, perhaps for your second choice. Very, very interesting stuff indeed. On the farewell stuff then, the Anfield game reporting, Bobby Firmino trains ahead of Anfield farewell, but Darwin Nunez doubt remains. It will be the final home game of the season for Liverpool, and for the likes of Firmino, Milner, Oxlade-Chamberlain a chance to say goodbye. With Firmino having missed the last six games with a muscle injury, there were concerns over whether he would make it onto the pitch again for the club. But as a 27-man squad trained at the AXA training centre on Wednesday, the 31-year-old was seen working alongside his teammates again. However, there was no sign of Nunez, who was struggling with a toe injury that's cast doubt over his involvement in the next two games. So, yes, Bobby Firmino hoping to be in contention at least for the substitutes bench, and I think it's something we'd all like to see, you know. And this is not a situation where you're chucking someone in for vibes or for a laugh or whatever. Yeah, as we've seen this season in his overall, you know, his overall output, his overall return, you know, as a useful member and a beyond useful member, let's be honest, of this Liverpool squad, I could very well see Firmino having a role to play in this match. You know, it's not just like he's being given some sort of charity center. This is not a testimonial. This is not like, you know, when you give the guy whose testimonial is a penalty because he gets the score and he gets the blah, blah, blah. No, Firmino has contributed, and he could well contribute more. I mean, I was just looking at his stats. 11 goals and 5 assists in 33 appearances this season. Is fantastic for a footballer who was supposedly on the wane. Bobby Firmino could well have a role to play. We could well see him come onto the pitch, and wouldn't it be gay for him to score one more goal in front of the cop, one more collector's item, one more celebration for us to all soak in? Yeah, wouldn't it be great? Wouldn't it be great indeed? That is not the end. Don't worry. I mean, it is soon the end of Roberto Firmino. Neil Jones has been talking about Alexis McAllister on our Journo Insight with Neil Jones show, which is streaming right now on redmenplus.com. So if you want more on this, do go and check that show out. I'll give you a code to get a significant, gigantic discount on that in a moment, so stay tuned. He was asked about Alexis McAllister. He says, it's going to be difficult to get anyone out of Brighton. I think it comes down to what the overall package is going to cost. So, if you're talking 100 million for Alexis McAllister, I don't think Liverpool are there. I don't think anyone is there personally. So, what can you get him for? Is it closer to 60 to 65 million? I think Liverpool are there. There's going to be developments on that in the next few weeks. Yes, very exciting stuff indeed. And that is just a tantalising taster of what's going on the rest of that show, which you can get in video and in podcast form over on redmenplus.com. If you head over there, if you choose a Club Captain yearly subscription, and use the code YEAR, Y-E-A-R, YEAR, if you will. I don't know why I have to say it like that. But YEAR. 50% off a yearly subscription. It's normally £50, which, I'll be honest, is a absolute steal for what it is at the best of times. But at just £25 for an entire year of Redmen Plus content. And just to clarify that, we do weekly JLO Inside shows, which are going to be continuing throughout the summer as more transfer stuff gears up. So if you want to get more insight from Neil Jones, from Goal, and get closer to the inside scoop on what Liverpool are going to be doing transfer-wise this summer, then get involved with that. And our Bobby Firmino Best in the World documentary is launching in June as well. I have just seen the first 10 minutes of it, which has been put together, and I mean, this is me, the CEO of the company. You know, I could sit here and blow smoke at and up you if you were so inclined, but I am honestly blown away by the quality of what Joe Baker's been able to put together, our director, so far. So that's going to be a worldie of a documentary. So yeah, if you use that, you're going to get that. And then literally, you'd be all the way back to this time next year when the Reds are back in the hunt for all the trophies again, for just the small one-time fee of £25. So yes, redmenplus.com, yearly club captain, use the code YEAR and get involved with that. And one final thing before you go, before you head off to your next podcast, your next meeting, your next thing in life, we've got a live event on Friday evening at Hotel Anfield. We are live with the Ragamuffins. We are hosting the Ragamuffins live show. We are going to be doing some Redmen fun games and chat and Liverpool chat and all that kind of stuff as well. We are going to be doing our end of season awards live. Then we're going to be having Steve, Chris and Chloe pitch for the semi-vacant director of football job, as voted for by our audience, before the Ragamuffins come in and blow the roof off the tent. So if you want to come and get involved with that, the link will be in the description to get yourself some tickets. Or if you're just deciding on the day and look, maybe you're in the car right now, you could drive home, or you could just drive straight to Anfield, and if you want to pay on the door, you can do that as well. I hope to see you there. It's going to be an absolute belter to really kick things up into high gear, put the good vibes, good feelings back into us before we go and play Aston Villa at Anfield on Saturday. Right, that is it from me. Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and hopefully the Reds can deliver us another fantastic 3 points. See you soon.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.